telling me Kopta is a Hungarian name. And Mark from Clymer, New York, and your nephew, Fran, from Sherman. Now, let's talk about this. How many times have you done the General Clinton?
I've done the General Clinton 4 times, and my nephew's done it twice now, second year for him.
So his second year, he gets a victory with Uncle Mark, and you guys just, even through Otigo and other, you took right off on the rest of the pack.
Well, yes, it's a matter of proper training and then going in with a good plan and good nutrition, and let's don't forget our great pit crew. And, of course, the right equipment, the good equipment.
Well, last year you did the race. You said you came in fifth, and this year you have a new boat?
Yes, we got ourselves a new Deller boat, and the old 30-year-old Jensen just, it was fast but not good enough.
And so what were the conditions like? Were they ideal today?
Ideal for me. I like them like this. We're not real good in the swamp area, so we hung back, and, of course, we get a good start, but it was in our plan, and once we got to Goodyear Lake, well, we didn't see him anymore.
Well, you really did amazing how much time you put between yourselves in second place, and, you know, when you have that kind of lead or you know you're breaking away, does it almost become easier for you?
Well, no, it's lonely out there in the lead. Our pit crew was informing us what our lead was the last time they seen us, and it was gaining, so we settled into a really good stroke rate in the proper form, and it'll take you the rest of the way.
Now, you have, you said, how many finishes here?
I've had 4.
So you haven't done this race a lot. Have you been paddling, though, for much longer?
Yes. Oh, yes. We actually do, I guess you could consider it training all winter. I live over in the snow belt, and I probably have 250, 300 miles of cross-country skiing in. And to keep my heart rate up in the summer, I mountain bike a lot.
You look good. He feels that, you know, he laid back when he came on the bench that we have out there and straightened out his back. And he said, now I could stand. I mean, it must be tough on the lower back.
Well, yes, it is. I used to have a lot of back troubles, but the canoeing has straightened that out. It's made it really strong. And, well, I just grin and bear it.
Well, Mark Kopta from Clymer, New York, and his nephew, Fran, first place finish in the men's Nymphka stock, 7 hours, 41 minutes, and 13 seconds. Jim, you have more?
I have a second-place finisher in the men's Nymphka stock endurance, and that was the canoe E14, Dave Knapp and John Harrison from Oneonta. And right now, no other canoes are near the finish line. So for Craig Stevens, I'm Jim Tomeo, Canoe Regatta 2013, WCDO.
All right, thank you, Jim and Craig, and congratulations.